Well, have you ever gone to a Delaware polling place on election day and then election officials turn you away because you were wearing something political like a button or a hat or a t-shirt and it didn't even have to do with a specific candidate? Well, we have a Supreme Court ruling today involving Minnesota that could certainly affect that here in Delaware. Veteran U.S. Supreme Court watcher Kenneth Jost, who has his Jost on Justice blog, authored the Supreme Court yearbook, and the Supreme Court A to Z, adjunct professor, a lecturer at Georgetown University School of Law. Good afternoon, Kenneth. Very interesting hearing. It was a lopsided majority. What did the justices rule?
Well, the justices struck down a Minnesota law that bans the wearing of political badges, buttons, or insignia, including T-shirts, within a polling place or immediately outside a polling place. The law had gone mostly, you know, had gotten virtually no attention until just recently and was challenged on grounds that, well, some people were held up from voting because they wore a T-shirt that said, "Please ID me," in effect, in support of voter identification laws.
Yes.
The federal court in Minnesota and the federal appeals court for Minnesota said that law's okay. And at the Supreme Court today, 7-2 majority said, well, it's kind of a good idea, but only if the law is written specifically enough so that we know what it means. And the state's lawyer in the oral argument a couple months ago just couldn't give a definite meaning. For instance, the state's lawyer said a T-shirt with the First Amendment would be okay, but a T-shirt with the Second Amendment would not be okay.
Yeah, of course, because supposedly guns are more controversial than freedom of speech. But then again, that was just paradoxical how inconsistent it was.
Right.
Well, let me ask now, Delaware, I mean, we're in the same basket, right?
That's right. Chief Justice Roberts included in his opinion a list of 33 states, including Delaware, that have comparable laws, and Delaware's is at least as broad. Delaware's prohibits electioneering, and electioneering is defined to include the wearing of any political badge, button, insignia, etc., as well as handing out leaflets.
And I have at times seen people who were thrown out, said, you know, turn your shirt inside out or something so you can come in. But to be clear about this, if Delaware lawmakers hypothetically rewrote it just to say if the T-shirt, button, or hat in question mentions a specific candidate on the ballot, that kind of specificity, that might pass constitutional muster.
And that's exactly right, because in his opinion, Chief Justice Roberts noted two states, Texas and California, with laws that were that are exactly that specific. No mention of a candidate, no picture of a candidate, no mention of a ballot measure, nothing about, question one or whatever. And those laws, Robert said, would pass muster, and maybe you could be a little, even a little more general, but at least there's play in the joints.
Now, is this just for voters, or is it also for election workers?
Surely it applies to election workers or voters or anybody hanging around. And the court had already years ago, I think it's like maybe 40 years ago, had upheld a law saying no electioneering within 100 feet of the polling place. And in his opinion today, Roberts somewhat extols the sanctity of the voting place. He says, that's a time for choosing, not for campaigning. His words exactly.
Right. The campaign's over at that point. All right, Kenneth Jost, Jost on Justice, and several reference books on the Supreme Court. Thank you, Kenneth.
Glad to be with you.
Glad to be with you, sir.